Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Chelsea Romulo, and I study the harvest of a fruit in the Peruvian Amazon called aguaje. It's very important for both animal species and the people that harvest the fruit and live off of the income from selling it in markets. The herb that I want to talk about today is called turtlehead, and the scientific name is Chelone glabra. And the first part is actually very similar to the scientific name for turtles, because the flower actually looks like a little turtle head. And I want to talk about it because I have it in my garden in a place that is very shady and very wet, and I was having a lot of trouble finding the right kind of plant to live in that place, and I thought other people might like to hear suggestions if they have similar habitat types in their yards. The turtle head is also a fall flower. It produces flowers during July through September, and that's really good for a lot of pollinator species because where I live, next to DC, those are the months when not a lot of other plants are flowering. And so Pennsylvania's got a very similar habitat, and so I like to have a little bit of extra flowers for the bees during those times when there's normally a dearth. The turtle head is a pretty large plant and can grow 2 to 4 feet tall, although mine are usually more about 2 feet tall, so not too huge in my yard. And the flowers are white to pink, although some varieties now that I see for sale have purple flowers. And the flower actually looks like a little turtle. And if you watch the pollinators trying to access the flower, they actually have to use their feet to open up the petals and kind of squish inside. And so it's really fun to watch when it is flowering. The plant has also been used by Native Americans for different medicines. You can boil it or pan fry it to eat, and it can be used to treat things like stomach indigestion and liver problems, so it's supposed to help your metabolism. And you can actually make a salve out of the flowers or the stems and use it to treat burns or blisters. The turtle head is found in most states east of the Mississippi, so it's a pretty widespread species. Turtle's head was recommended to me by the really, really awesome people at the Virginia Native Plant Society. So most states have native plant societies, and most members of those societies are really excited to share information about native species, especially if you're looking to use native species in your gardens. And so they're a really great resource for information and tips, and some of them even have plant sales, so you can actually pick up the plants that you're looking for.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.